Rich Keefe. What is going to be a couple of keys?
And now,
what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's Keys.
It's Keefe's Keys.
All right, folks, what do we have here today? We got ourselves a ton of, look at this. Look at these keys.
I'm honestly ashamed to even shake my, I feel emasculated.
Yeah, this is a ton of keys now. I promised more keys this season, and I have already delivered.
Okay, hang on.
Patriots and Niners.
Hang on, stop shaking those for a second.
Why? This is Keefe's Keys segment.
Where did you get those? My mom had them. Those are your mother's keys.
Those are like spare keys. I don't know why she has all
these
keys.
Look at the size. Can you guys see? Look at the size of some of these keys. What do those even go to?
Skeleton key.
What could those things possibly even go to?
I have a lot of storage spaces and trunks.
Treasure chests.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Keefe's Keys. Let's go. Patriots 1-2 taking out the 49ers 1-2. Patriots getting 10 points. The total, 40.5 points. This game will be played at Levi's Stadium in San Francisco, California at 4:05 Eastern Standard.
Okay.
To the keys.
Yep.
The Patriots are 22-21-1 all time when playing in the state of California.
Better than I would have guessed.
Since last season, the 49ers are 10-0 when they don't turn it over on offense and 5-8 when they do. You might remember Vernon Davis as tight end of the, what are you laughing for? Of the San Francisco 49ers. Not only was he a great football player, he has also acted in over 30 movies and TV shows, including playing Steve in Plan B, Coach in Senior Year, Love Never Fail, and Officer Wayne in BET, Her Presents The Couch.
I don't know if I want to even Google what Plan B was about.
The Pats and Niners have split their last four meetings, so something's got to give. They've alternated wins since. Therefore, San Francisco won last time. Science would point towards a Pats win on Sunday. San Francisco has an app called SnapCrap where people can alert cleanup crews the location of human feces. Please don't send in photos of the Patriots' offensive line.
That's not what it's for. It's a big pile of Adarian Lowe over there.
That's not what it's for.
Oh, God.
Kyle Duggar is now a team captain. Nick just had a sigh. He just like put his hand on his head.
I just can't get over how big those keys are.
There's a ton of keys.
Joe
Cardona is one tackle shy of tying his personal record for tackles in a season.
They forced a fumble week one against the Bengals. Should have asked Springer about that.
San Francisco grew from a small settlement of about 200 residents in 1846 to a robust 36,000 by 1852.
Gold Rush.
Fourth on the 49ers all-time scoring list is Robbie Gould. Coincidence? Rice Aroni is a San Francisco treat. The franchise best player, Jerry Rice. Coincidence?
I don't know.
People forget that Chip Kelly went 2-14 in one season as 49ers head coach.
I like Chip. You must love Chip.
I love Chip.
Yeah.
I love Chip. Everybody goes crazy for Bill Walsh, yet the Niners coach with the most wins, George Seifert.
Wow. Yeah. True. Wow.
Christian McCaffrey will not play for San Francisco this weekend as he is in Germany looking for legal ways to recover from his injury. Brock Purdy has 21 career touchdown passes on second down.
Wow.
the most of any down.
I mean,
in his career. So if you're looking for a Brock Purdy TD pass, chances are second down.
What down did Jacoby Brissett throw his touchdown on this year? I don't have to look into that. Yeah.
Brock Purdy was born just days before Y2K, but months after the debut of Y2J. It was August 9th, 1999, I believe. Frank Gore is the 49ers' all-time leading rusher who ended his NFL career with exactly 16,000 yards rushing.
What are the chances? Isn't his son on a roster? I think Frank Gore Jr. kicking around.
Selecting 16th in the 1985 draft, the Patriots traded that pick and a third to San Francisco for number 28, 56, and 84. The Pats took Trevor Maddich, Ben Thomas, and Audrey McMillan. The 49ers took Ricky Moore and Jerry Rice. The jury is still out on that one.
We'll let history decide. Man, they should make a 30 for 30 on it just to really settle the score.
Barry Bonds hit 73 home runs while playing for the San Francisco Giants in one season. That's a major league record.
Yeah, pretty good.
And finally, Jones, neither team has a Derek. So if you're interested in Derek's playing football, you're out of luck this Sunday.
It's the second week in a row, no Derek's.
No Derek's. We got a streak going.
Yeah,
who's going to break the Derek streak?
Well, let me tell you, it didn't bode well for the Patriots last week. No Derek's.
No Derek's. In the game. 0-1
in games. That didn't work out.
With no Derek's, at least when we looked it up.
Yeah, we didn't do that for Seattle.
I don't remember seeing it. So add it all up. Patriots getting 10, over under 40 and a half. How do you feel?
It's not good.
No, I
still feel like I got the
Niners.
I'm going
to take Niners laying 10. I think I'm going to go under.
Oh, take the under on the 42?
Like 27-10. That would give you 37 total points and a 17-point win.
That might be low for the Niners.
Adding it up, 20. Yeah, the Jets scored 24.
The Patriots were with 10?
10. Yeah, scoop and score maybe.
Not bad.
I was brace field goals and then just a feel bad point.
Yeah,
they just give you one.
Yeah, 9 more like it. Yeah.
Here it is.
I was bracing for some Levi's trivia early on. Levi Strauss. I was bracing for that.
I let everybody down.
Yeah,
no jeans.
You gave me a wrong. No, I was expecting.
You wanted jeans? You wanted me to tell you something
about
jeans?
I don't even know if I wanted it. I just was bracing for it. I don't know that anybody necessarily wanted it.
No.
But there was a lot of bracing going on. I thought I knew where that first key was going.
Did you like the Vernon Davis nugget?
I did. You know Vernon Davis. You're a challenge guy. Vernon Davis, at one point, I'm sure you can find this in his IMDb.
Yes,
hosted a challenge. Reunion show. He hosted one of those. No, he's terrible.
No, he wasn't.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
That was specifically about Vernon Davis.
Vernon Davis, very high draft pick out of Maryland.
Yeah,
fifth overall,
like
I believe.
That, yeah,
had a couple of decent seasons, but overall bust. You'd have to say bust. Vernon Davis,
bust?
No.
I don't think so. Was he drafted
based on where he was drafted?
Is the definition of a bust just that he was drafted too high? Because that might be true. But he was a bust.
Did he live up to it?
No way. He wasn't a bust.
He had 0,000 yard seasons. Of course, he was a tight end.
He's a 2-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah. All right. Maybe he wasn't a bust. Maybe I'm sorry, Vernon. It's too much.
14 years in the league. Bust.
All right. I got too aggressive there. That's not fair to Vernon.
Yeah, you're feeling your oats after Keefe's Keys.
That's just when you're the fifth pick in the draft, you expected more. Or sixth pick. He was the sixth pick in 06.
Yeah,
no, but that's not fair to Vernon. I apologize to the Davis family.
Now, let me tell you, the feedback on Keefe's Keys really
it's
is all over the
mixed.
Map.
It's always mixed.
Let me tell you.
I prepared to be mixed.
Dubs 985, really, really not a fan of it in the Twitch chat. Just over and over and over again. Just not a fan.
Why?
I don't know. Just said, guys, that was brutal.
All right, take a lap then.
However, text line 37937. Guys, I have tears in my eyes watching you guys shake the keys. I need to get new keys because one more time. Listen to these.
Maybe Keith can share some.
Listen to those.
No, Billy, I don't think I can share. These are kind of.
Somebody said in the Twitch chat, it sounds like Santa coming to town. So I got to do something about my keys.
More like sleigh bells than keys.
It is a little bit more like
sleigh
bells.
No, that's true. They like watching the visual or the delayed keys for sure. Someone said, as my favorite segment, I'm so glad to hear the keys again.
Yeah, keys are back.
There's also this insight,
popular
Keith,
demand.
And maybe you should take this one to heart and maybe rethink before next week. Guys, those aren't keys. Those are useless facts.
Wait, what?
The things you're shaking, those are useless
facts?
Those are useless facts?
No,
those
I think, keys.
Honestly, maybe you should consider, Keith, thinking about that and maybe addressing that.
Did you not hear the Y2K, Y2J one?
The Rice-A-Roni and gold one?
Yeah. What the hell is he talking about? Huh?
Yeah, those are. It's not. Those, why don't you work on more insight to the game, if you could? Because they've been people look for all week.
Did you? Okay.
All week, people look forward to keys to the game.
Brock Purdy has how many touchdowns on second down?
21. So when he throws
with some useless facts.
When he throws a second down touchdown, there's going to be egg on your face, sir or ma'am. That's a good. Nobody had that. People have been talking about this game all week.
I can safely say no one had that.
Brock Purdy throws more touchdowns on second down than any other down.
Mm-hmm.
Something, food for thought.
Tell me you were listening to Keith's Keys and you're not watching second down
lump spin,
lump in your throat every time he's at his own five and you're like
second 33.
You're like no,
he's got it right where he wants him.
This guy,
look out,
he spikes it every first down. Just like, nah, I got a chance.
All right.
But conversely, once you get past second down, you're like, we're good.
Oh yeah, no chance.
Yeah, we Gucci. Nothing's happening here. Go get a beer.
That was.
Go take a leak.
Anyway, next week we'll have keys to the Dolphins.
What is this, third and two? I'm gonna take a whiz. I'll be back.
Time for me to sling it.
I'm not going to miss anything.
Wake me on second down.
How many snowflake facts are we going to have?
There's going to be a couple probably about Ace Ventura next week. I don't want to tip my hand too much.
Yeah.
I would imagine quite a bit about it.
Are you already in the lab for the next keys, or is that?
Yeah, of course.
Already. You're already working on the next one.
Wait, he comes up with these overnight?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. He's already.
On the way into the show, I'm doing these in the car?
No. You think he came up with some on the last break? No. That's not how Keith's Keys goes.
Seriously?
It's very detailed. Very
I do outsource depth. Some.
Yeah.
I have a few guys working for me.
All right, but maybe
a couple employees.
If you could maybe take that
Mac Goo and Davey.
Yeah, if you could maybe take.
Don't out it, Nick.
Oh, sorry.
If you could maybe take that piece of feedback to heart, Keith. More
I'll
keys
about
and less useless facts.
I don't know. I thought they were pretty
good. If you
good.
Could do that, I think that'd be great.
Kyle Duggar is a captain. You didn't hear that one?
No, that was a good key, I thought.
Yeah, they're alternating wins. I heard the Patriots are going to win on Sunday.
That's right.
Well,
they have.
I also heard something's going to give, though.
True.
Yeah. So factor that in
true.
When you're kind of putting all the calculus together for this weekend's game.
Turnover stat. That was a good stat.
Great stat.
Nice.
Billy Lanny has all the latest here in trending. And let's get to, is there a new feature in the grab bag today?
Oh, yeah. Random baseball player of the day.
No, I thought there was another.
I'm saving that till October.
I'm sorry.
That's going to be in October.
I jumped
tune in next week for a feature within a feature.